The Book of Hebrews, Chapter 8. Now in the things which we are saying, the chief point is this. We have such a high priest, who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore it is necessary that this high priest also have somewhat to offer. Now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, seeing there are those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve that which is a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, even as Moses is warned of God when he is about to make the tabernacle. For, see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern that was shown to you in the mount. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, by so much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then would no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, "Look, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not regard them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and on their heart also I will write them. And I will be to them a God, and they will be to me a people. And they will not teach every man his fellow citizen and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and their sins I will remember no more. In that he says, new, he has made the first obsolete. But that which is becoming obsolete and growing old is near to vanishing away.